the Son of Man came to minister, October 16. Jesus came to do his Father's work. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He called men, not to authority, but to service, the strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. Power, position, talent, education, placed their possessor under the greater obligation to serve his fellows. To even the lowliest of Christ's disciples it is said, "All things are for your sakes." Among his disciples Christ was in every sense a caretaker, a burden-bearer. He shared their poverty, he practiced self-denial on their account, he went before them to smooth the more difficult places, and soon he would consummate his work on earth by laying down his life. The principle on which Christ acted is to actuate the members of the church which is his body. The plan and ground of salvation is love. In the kingdom of Christ those are greatest who follow the example he has given, and act as shepherds of his flock. But Christ reaches us where we are. He took our nature and overcame, that we through taking his nature might overcome. Jesus had shown in what righteousness consists, and had pointed to God as its source. Now he turned to practical duties. In almsgiving, in prayer, in fasting, he said, "Let nothing be done to attract attention or win praise to self. Give in sincerity, for the benefit of the suffering poor. In prayer, let the soul commune with God. In fasting, go not with the head bowed down, and heart filled with thoughts of self. It is he who yields himself most unreservedly to God that will render him the most acceptable service. For through fellowship with God men become workers together with him in presenting his character in humanity."